July 8, 1944, Lieutenant George Wilson flew his B-17 with 9 men aboard in formation with 23 other flying fortresses just outside of Normandy, France.
He left a 2-year-old son. My great-grandma, I believe, raised him. I can't imagine growing up not knowing where the body of my father is.
Wilson's great-niece, Sonny Bornemeyer, and most of her family had known little else.
The basics were he was a pilot in World War II. It's my grandma's brother, missing in action.
Back then, Sonny's grandmother received a telegram saying just that.
I have letters from my grandmother to other family members saying her brother's missing in action. Please pray.
And when Sonny asked about her great-uncle George, nicknamed Frankie, at family gatherings, she got silence.
I didn't know if it was because it hurt my grandma's feelings or, you know, if I just offended people, but there's no information to give me, so they just would shut down.
But on Memorial Day, while watching military documentaries, Sonny and her husband, Eric, resolved to end the mystery.
So we just opened up the laptop and just started typing in. It started with his name and then just used the Google machine.
They found websites like 398.org, name for the bombing group in which Lieutenant Wilson flew 3 times in 4 months over France.
Where I found what I call the holy grail of documents, and that's called the missing air crew report.
It had the flight information.
They fly in like a triangle, and he was the third plane just to the left of the spear.
And the flight path.
They left England and then flew to the coast, and then at 7:12 a.m. is when they made their left-hand turn.
And their targets in France, Germany's guided cruise missiles.
V1s, and they'd launch them on ramps and then send them over to London. They were a huge threat.
And how the crew recalled how Lieutenant Wilson took flak from the Germans and crashed just minutes before their bomber could attack.
The pilot had kept control of the plane enough for all of the crew to bail out safely. Frankie was too injured to leave the plane, and so he went down with the plane.
The highly detailed report also had serial numbers for the plane, its engines, and its weapons that could have turned up in French pawn shops.
If I find something, find an engine, find wreckage, find one of these 50 cals, which would be amazing. And then I'm like, where did you find this? It's going to be my next question.
Maybe all of this will lead Eric to Uncle Frankie's missing remains in northern France, where he will search this Sunday, 74 years to the day the pilot disappeared.
If the French villagers were able to get a hold of him, they would have secured and buried him maybe at the back of a church. But if the Germans were there, they probably just buried him next to the plane.
One of Wilson's crewmen got back to England. The Germans imprisoned the other 8, but the war ended 10 months later. Now, the Bornemeyers want to bring the last man home.
Leave no man behind. It fulfills that mission.
Yeah, I would just really like to have an ending. I want an ending.
Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.